Back here on Connecting with Community, brought to you each week by the IBEW Local 665 in Neek. I'm your host, Ryan Schuling, and we're talking now about Eagle Days, Eagle Fair Days, coming to Eagle, Michigan, September 8th through the 11th. That's this upcoming Thursday through Sunday. And we have a father and daughter combination of Don Volk and Missy Leonard joining us here in studio this Saturday morning. Don, Missy, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Ladies first, Missy, you and I have talked about this in the past. They can check out more information, our listeners, at eagleparkmichigan.org. But take us back to your earliest memories of Eagle Fair Days and what stands out to you.
I guess it's back when they started, even not quite when they started, but on the streets in the Eagle before we owned the park buildings, and just being there with my grandparents. Mm-hmm. So they just, it always was there. It's a exciting thing to wait for.
And Don, from your perspective, these were your parents. You first got involved with this in what year, and what are your memories from then?
Okay, mine goes back a little farther than that.
A little bit.
Yeah, it because our fairgrounds now have been there since 1976. But before that, before I-96 went through, we had it over on Grange Road, and it was in 1956 when the road went through. They closed it down, and we were without a fair about 20 years. And then the local merchants started it back up, and they called it Eagle Fair Days, like a merchant days right downtown where Missy remembers. Then we got our new property, put all our buildings up back there.
What was the catalyst for bringing that all together, getting it back up and running? You talk about a 20-year absence and then reigniting the flame for everybody in Eagle to be a part of something special. Can you take us through what happened back then?
Well, there was individuals that... Well, I'm going to name a couple, without dropping a lot of names, but Fred Catlin and Don Edgecombe, they both had businesses right downtown Eagle, the Eagle Inn and the Eagle Party Store. And they were instrumental in starting something, for the community event. And also, my uncle Lynn Volk was the former treasurer of the old Faradays, and there was still money left. I think it was $5,000-$6,000, and that was at the point where the state, either they had to do something with that money account, or it was going to go back to the state. Mm. So they got together and they bought these. I think the first purchase was like 6 acres, where the Eagle Fair and Park grounds are now. So it was a community. It wasn't just one or two people or three. It was everybody got kind of together, and once it got started, it just mushroomed, like a big snowball going down a hill.
Once again, eagleparkmichigan.org is where you can find out more information. Just west of Lansing off I-96, that's exit 84, Eagle Fair Days, coming once again September 8th, that's a Thursday, through Sunday, September 11th. And joining us, you just heard his voice, Don Volk, and his daughter Missy Leonard also with us as well. So, Missy, new additions for this year, nearly 1,000 permanent seats added. What went into that decision, and where is that project in terms of start to finish and where we presently find it?
The last couple years, our track has been just overpopulated. We didn't have enough seating for everybody, so we decided with our profits from last year to buy these permanent bleachers, over 1,000 seats, just to make more room and so everybody's happy and not yelling at each other. But the project is finished. We are up and ready for the weekend, and it'll be fun.
For you, I mean, you think you have all your bases covered. Every year is a different challenge. You're laughing now because, I mean, it always seems like maybe something comes up last minute as you're preparing to launch this coming up on Thursday. Any loose ends that still need to be tied up?
The good thing about we have the park board and the fair board is that right after this year, we will sit down and we'll make new committees, or maybe we'll have the same one, but we all have a job to do. And that's what we do every year. So we've lost a few primary people in the last couple of years. And so we've tried to have like backups, like co-chairs, so they know we're not lost in the shuffle or forget something. So that's the way we all stay together. And we still have contact with each other, trying to make sure we all work together.
Don, bridging the gap over these last 40 years, you touched on how it all came together initially. Missy discussing the new seats that have been added for 2016. I mean, can you compare then and now, the Eagle Fair Days in 76 compared to what people can come to expect in 16?
Oh, yes. When we first started, well, we had one ball field, and we would have a ball tournaments, and we had a little eat stand that had been donated to us, a little building that was brought in. It was about 20 by 20 feet, and we worked out of that, and we didn't have any other buildings, and that's why we called the beer tent beverage tent. We we rented the tent. We did that for a couple of years, and we got a little ahead, and we decided to build a couple buildings, and 99% of all the labor was all donated. And a lot of the material from different local merchants around there and different work, you know, people that just got in and helped start it. So we come from, I mean, just a piece of flat ground. Now I think there's 8 buildings we have back there. They're you know, maintenance buildings, and but we have halls, a rental hall that we use for weddings and receptions and, hate to say it, but funerals. But we do a lot of public service, and it has been toured multiple times over, but we don't get one dime from federal, state, or any. It's all, everything that we make there, we put back in right to the park for the, and we have a, you know, kids rides or kids activities and swing sets, tennis rackets, or tennis courts. But it's, like I said, it come from nothing, a pair of pieces of ground up to that now, so.
And Don, you take us down this path, and it points to the diverse activities and the wide scale of different interests that you appeal to here. And I just want to get your take for those that have never experienced Eagle Fair Days before. First of all, it takes place after Labor Day weekend, so a lot of the state fairs and county fairs, they've already happened. And secondly, it is so different from maybe that experience that people, you know, have with the Ingham County Fair or the Jackson County Fair. Can you outline maybe some of the key differences and what makes Eagle Fair Day special for you?
Well, a big thing that makes it special for me, I get to see people that we haven't seen for a long time, because they come maybe to this area just the one time a year to visit old people, or not old friends. And they... we have the multiple activities, like you mentioned. You know, we have the track events for the ones that's what they enjoy. And then we have the ball games for the people that, you know, different. And a lot of the families come with the ball teams, and they actually camp there over the weekend. Mm-hmm. So they have that activities. And we have a carnival. It's not the biggest carnival, but we try to have it, you know, for as many kids as we can. And then there's an exhibit building where... especially a lot of the local people bring flowers, vegetables, and crafts. So it's a, and then we have also our entertainment tent and beverage tent, and we have barbecued chicken. So there's a little bit of something for everybody. But it's what brings the community together, people working together, volunteers. And that's what I enjoy about the best of anything.
So many moving parts, and once again, it is coming up September 8th through the 11th, that is next Thursday, and Sunday the 11th is when it caps off. EagleParkMichigan.org is where you can find more information. You just heard Don Volk, his daughter Missy Leonard, also with us, and Missy, in pulling this all together, he touched on the softball tournaments, the chicken barbecue, which I mentioned in our previous conversations. You know, you have a chicken broil in Manchester, that's it. This is just one small part of everything that you're doing over a four-day span. And I think I remember discussing with you there will be an ox roast as well, and that's on Saturday.
Yes, we did talk about that before. And it's not just an ox sandwich. It's a pulled...
pork and...
pulled ox roast on a bun, and it's... got a lot of meat on it. Yeah, it's a big sandwich.
I love it. I love exotic meats, smoked elk jerky, some of my favorite, and I can only imagine how delicious an ox roast is going to be. One other thing, too, Missy, and we talk about what it is to pull all these things together, but coming up on Friday as well, from 6 to 11, there'll be a Las Vegas tent.
Yes, there will be a Las Vegas tent. They have roulette and poker. I think it's like 5-card stud or something. I'm not sure exactly what they play in there. I don't get a lot of time to go in there.
No, you don't.
But yeah, they seem to have a good time when they're in there. Mm-hmm. So,
and that will continue as well through Saturday afternoon and evening, 4 to 11 p.m. Don, going back to the vehicles that are featured here and the various types of events along those lines, it all starts on Thursday evening with the cruise in, and this seems like a neat way to get things started.
It is. It brings back, you know, all the local, well, Portland Cruisers is what's sponsoring this, and they bring all of their members' cars, and there's a lot of cars that'll come from way up to Lansing and towards Jackson, and I know of one that came last year all the way from Ithaca down. So, I mean, it takes a big radius, and it also gets another spectrum of the population that really enjoy that.
Portland Cruisers, that'll be 5 p.m. on Thursday. There'll be the Demo Car Scramble on Friday night at 7:30, and the Rick McClellan Memorial Mud Bog, that comes up on Saturday at 5 p.m. as well. Don, memories of this, you mentioned how much it's changed over 40 years. Your daughter's become a part of this as well, and it's a family tradition going back many, many years now. What are some of the things that you are most proud of in terms of where it was when you got the germ of this idea first started and where it's come to this day?
How we've kept together as I call them, the old guys like myself.
You're not old.
But we bring in the younger people, and I've seen, like when Missy talked earlier, we've had kids working from 5 years old to 85 years old. And that's what's really unique about it, seeing, you know, everybody, that little five-year-old has just as much input into what goes on to help when we're getting ready. I mean, cleaning up, picking up trash, anything that's, and it gets a work ethic into all of the people, you know, to the young people that they get from the older ones, you know.
And Missy, you've become a part of this, as I just mentioned, and old and young alike, as Don just brought up, coming together for this cause and coming together for a community like Eagle, where this is it. This is as big as it gets, and you guys are such an integral part of this particular event. Can you put into words, as you draw people not only from within Eagle, but from without, as Don mentioned, they visit maybe this one time a year, how important Eagle Fair Days are to your community?
I like to say that it sounds almost like we're repeating ourselves, but it's just generation after generation after generation that we keep trying to make this better and better and better and make everybody want to come back. We try not to make any, I don't want to say false moves, but we want to make it comfortable for everybody to come in and find something there that they enjoy, whether it's a ball game, a track event, the exhibit building, whatever it is that they want. We want to make sure that we have it there for the future.
And these are legit softball tournaments, five different classes, men's C and D, men's upper, two women's tournaments as well. That's all coming up on Friday. The ball diamonds, the ball fields there that they have in play. We talked about the new seating, nearly 1,000 permanent seats added. And just to wrap things up here, Don, looking forward, say 2017 and beyond, what's the next big step for Eagle Fair Days?
Oh, well, we're looking for another event that we can do on Sunday that would draw some larger crowds, but we've looked into some like motorcycle or these ATVs,
yeah, right.
For some kind of event there for that, and we want to add more things for the young kids too if we possibly can, to get more activities from carnivals, and we're a smaller, you know, community. When there isn't that many there, you know, some of the carnivals, they don't make as much profit as they do in the bigger places, but we're going to put some effort in next year to whatever we have to do to get them out there. So it means we're going to have to probably maybe put an extra chicken dinner on or something like this to pay for something of that to help the young people. And also I wanted to mention one other thing.
Sure.
That we do have, when we have our chicken dinners in the winter, we do a food bank, canned food, for all the needy people, and that stays. We try to keep that for the needy people in the community. I mean, a 15-mile radius or something. And they have bake sales at the event at the Eagle Days for the different churches and groups right there. So we try to involve all of our local merchants and everything at that same time.
Such an outstanding event now going into its 40th year, and you can celebrate along with them coming up Thursday, September 8th. Through Sunday the 11th, All the information you need is online at eagleparkmichigan.org, and it's just west of I-96 from Lansing off of Exit 84. Eagle Fair Day is coming very soon here and helping putting it on for the last 40 years. He is Don Volk and his daughter, Missy Leonard. Don, Missy, thank you so much for your time, for all you've done for Eagle Fair Days, and we're looking forward to it getting even better going above and beyond.
Thank you so much, Ryan.
Take a time out. We'll come back with more Connecting with Community, brought to you by the IBEW Local 665 and NECA. You're listening to it on the Team 92.1 FM.